For nearly a decade, there's been talk of building a convention center in downtown Albany. In 2004, the Albany Convention Center Authority was established by the state legislature to develop plans for the site. The project was awarded a $75 million grant in 2005. It never got beyond the idea stage. Now, along comes a plan for a downsized version, a two-story structure along Eagle Street that, despite the march of years and escalation of prices, would stay within that initial $75 million price tag. If it turns out to be commercially viable, a preliminary environmental review would come next. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy, a Democrat, supports the initiative.
We can't look at things as just as Albany County. We really have to connect on a capital region approach and really connect with our neighbors and do what's best that really economically helps everybody. And by us changing the way this convention center is into a downscale version, but in connecting it with the convention center up in the Empire State Plaza, with the Egg, with the Times Union Center, revamping that whole area in downtown Albany.
Other issues would need to be addressed, including whether additional hotel space would be needed downtown. There were fireworks Wednesday night at a meeting of the Albany County Legislature. Times Union reporter Jordan Carlio Evangelist was at the meeting.
County Executive Dan McCoy has asked the county legislature to reappoint his commissioner for the Department of Children, Youth, and Families. It's a five-year term. The commissioner, Colette Poulin, was first appointed by the previous county executive, Michael Breslin, and her term expired in February, but the legislature seems very hesitant to do so, and actually it seems quite likely they won't on Friday night, citing complaints from the union and union members that represent workers inside the department. Legislators sort of suggested that Poulin has a very aggressive management style. The term used by the union is retaliatory. And sort of citing those complaints and other questions they have about policy decisions she's made inside the department, the legislature's personnel committee voted last night not to reappoint her, which is not the final say on the matter, but it's close. Ultimately, it'll come down to a vote Friday night of the full legislature on whether she'll keep her job or not. It's turned into, like so many things have lately, a pretty big fight between the legislature and County Executive Dan McCoy. The two sides can't really seem to see eye to eye on anything.
McCoy did not comment on his relationship with the legislature. Meanwhile, in city politics, one mayoral hopeful in the race to replace Jerry Jennings, who is stepping down after two decades in office, has been disqualified from the race roughly 6 weeks from the pivotal Democratic primary on September 10th.
A politically motivated challenge was lodged against my petitions by the Correos candidacy. And they used the political machinery, the Board of Elections, to effectively have my name removed from the Democratic ballot.
Democrat Marlon Anderson says he may opt to run his own party line, something he is considering in order to get on the ballot in November and not have to run a write-in effort as in his 2009 campaign. Corey Ellis did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Both Ellis and Anderson appear to be chasing City Treasurer Kathy Sheehan, the party establishment's choice in the race. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.